Bless you.
Coming to you live from the west side of the High Street Bridge, it's the Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him. He's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into another episode of the Nate Darling Show, number 611.
Bam.
It's like 411, but 200 more. For your information.
Yeah.
See what I did there? Although it's not really clever if you have to say, see what I did there. Ah? Huh? Here's the joke, yeah? Huh?
Huh?
Coming up on the show today, they edited a lyric in a song on the new Madden video game. We'll see how Kareem is feeling about that. Dave Bautista is pissed. We'll find out why. And someone goes to really extreme lengths to troll their boss. I don't advise trolling your boss because it usually leads to bad things, but, you know, to each their own. Before we get into all of that happy nonsense, how was your week? I know Kareem and I went to see Diana's last Sacramento show on Friday.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
It was. It was a lot of... A lot of lady talk.
Yeah.
A lot of lady talk. The headliner was funny, but there was a lot of information about her reproductive system.
Yeah. Mm.
A lot. Although, if you ever go to see a dude who's headlining somewhere and most of his bits are about his bits, then it's the same thing.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
If it shows about bits, it's about a bits.
It's about bits and all that stuff. But I thought she was funny.
Yeah, she was.
She was funny. Diana did a really, really nice set. The lighting was weird because they had to stand in a very specific, it wasn't really a traditional spotlight.
Yeah.
And if they moved, they were out of the light.
Like you had to stand like in the right place. Otherwise you were just in the shadows.
And the other weird thing, cause it was at the VFW in West Sacramento here. Now, so you walk in the front door and there's no doorman. It's a VFW. And to your left is a bar, and to your right was a table with a karaoke set up,
yeah.
And someone singing karaoke. And then just past that on the right was a window to the kitchen. And I'm looking around for Diana. I'm like, where is she? And then I happen to see all the way in the back of the room is another set of doors. And I go through there, and that's where it is. It's a hall, like a reception hall with a stage. You would think you would find that in a country school.
Yeah.
About that size.
It was a country school gymnasium.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. Yeah. That's totally what it felt like.
I was just at one like a couple months ago. My wife's like everything school.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah. Everything, like kindergarten through high school graduation all in the same building.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's the kind of school I went to. And the stage and everything was the exact same thing.
There was
yeah.
an abstract American flag painted on the backdrop of the stage.
Oh, yeah. The superintendent was super excited about telling us that they just added the Native American picture. Because they're the Indians.
Yeah.
Back to the gymnasium floor. She's super excited that she was able to get that put back.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd be super excited about that. But
no, we were. Yeah. I was like, that was the moment I stopped listening to her. But no, that's okay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. The host opener. I thought she was really funny. I guess she's going to be taking over running the show every month, too.
Yeah, she was. That was the first time I saw her. Actually, I liked her. I might have liked her best. Because just her style, I think it was.
Is it because she was the African American in the group?
No.
It was the United Colors of Benetton up there.
It was.
You had the white headliner, the Asian feature, and the African American, host. And then you had the two guys who did puns.
Yeah. And because she talked about different things. She talked about a variety of things.
Who was it?
I can't remember her name. Becky Lynn.
Oh, yes. I've seen Becky before.
Yeah, she was very funny.
Right. Yeah, she was funny.
Really funny. Yeah. Every month they're going to keep having that show in West Sac. It just won't be Diana's show. It'll be Becky will be running it.
Who was the white headliner? What was her name?
Christine Walkinshaw?
Yeah. Hmm. She's somebody from LA.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah. So she was, like I said, she was funny. But it was a lot of stuff about her her inner working, so to
her
speak.
Vagina.
Yeah.
Her inner working. Oh, we'll
like her ovaries, her uterus.
Sort of.
Yeah.
As a driving force.
Yeah.
But she was funny. I laughed. I'm not saying she wasn't funny. It wasn't. It's just merely what was happening. Just like with the two dudes who were doing comedy, a lot of puns.
Yeah.
I mean, Robert Barry was one of them.
Oh yeah.
He's known for his puns, and Ben Rice was the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like criticizing stand-up, so I'm not going to. He had a lot of puns.
Yeah, he did.
That was his act, seemed to be all puns. And I don't know if he was just doing it for the room or what, because I think I've seen him once before, but it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen him, but yeah, he did pretty much, it was just a set of puns.
Yeah, he was just, it seemed like he was just fucking around trying something.
Yeah.
So it was a fun night. It was a fun night for $10. You're not going to beat that for $10.
Yeah.
And then I bought two of Diana's Bitches Be Sensitive carabiners.
Yeah.
Which I will have to censor for work in case someone sees. Do you know why I have to censor it?
What's it say?
It says Bitches Be Sensitive.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know why I have to censor it?
Because it says bitches on it?
No, because bitches be sensitive. That's why I have to censor it.
Yes.
So it's just going, I'm going to put some hockey tape over bitches and it'll just say be sensitive.
Yeah.
But I'll know.
You'll know.
Yeah. I'll know why.
And I'll know.
And Diana will know. So, good luck in LA, Diana, if you're listening to the show now. I mean, I don't know what she's doing. Clearly she hadn't been listening to the show because she was busy being an activist. Yeah. But,
so we're going to, coffee on Friday or lunch on Friday?
Oh, cool.
All right. I didn't get invited, but whatever.
Yeah. well, we're going to have a follow-up conversation from our interaction last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do not.
I don't want to be invited.
I'm at lunch elsewhere that day.
here's the thing. y'all deal with that. It's fine. I had no problem on the show doing it. In real life, I don't want to deal with all that drama.
Yeah.
Well, that's just a good pod.
Right?
It's just a good pod.
I was like, all right, someone else is going to yell at Kareem.
Yeah.
Good. Here's what I enjoyed. And it was so weird. So Diana came with her significant other and she's like, oh, do you have a chair for her in the studio or do you want to wait out here? And I'm like, no, we got a chair for her. Come on in. What I didn't realize, and I didn't notice this till we were partway through the show, is she was sitting over sort of behind Kareem, but she had put her earbuds in, and yeah. I just see people with headphones on in here all the time because we're doing the show, and I didn't think much of it, and then I was like, I saw in the middle of Diana and Kareem having their argument on last Wednesday's show, if you haven't heard it, I look over and I see her pop out an earbud, and I'm like, she's not even paying attention. And I was like, how uninteresting are we?
Yeah.
I mean, although she's not really in the demo of people who are into the show. She's younger and.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. I mean, but yeah. that was a bit of a kidney punch to the ego.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're in the room. Right in the room. I mean, maybe she wanted to listen later and be surprised.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
I doubt it. she probably won't even listen to it later.
No, not at all. Oh, she might listen to what started the whole
argument.
The whole argument between you and Diana. Yeah. So, we had all of that stuff, and it's smoky in Sacramento. News that broke today: Ruby Rose is Batwoman. The question: do you care, Kareem?
No.
Jason.
I'm not going to put any energy into it, bro.
Do you not care about Batwoman as a thing, or do you not care who plays Batwoman?
I just think that it takes too much energy to have any care for it.
It's going to be on the CW, I believe.
Yeah, then maybe I'll see some of it because I watch stupid shows like Legends of Tomorrow and Black Lightning, which is pretty cool. So I might see her in one of those shows because that's what happens, but...
And I've started some of those shows. Like I started Arrow. I started Flash.
Ditto. Yeah,
and then
got bored.
Yeah, and Legends of Tomorrow is just so ridiculous that like it's been able to keep me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's the type of thing I throw on when I'm going to be cleaning the living room or doing shit.
Yeah. Like Black Lightning, I watched the full season.
And I watched every episode of that one too, though. Yeah. I mean, like. Really though,
but it had stuff to keep you. It wasn't so. But Black Lightning was done in a way where you didn't have time to get bored.
No, and it was good stuff too. Yeah. I mean, like it was all like. I don't know that story. Just like I don't know the Legends of the Tomorrow story, but like I've heard so many times the Flash and the Arrow. Like, and Arrow is just like a soap opera.
And I knew nothing about this, but it was popping on Twitter earlier today because you know that's Twitter, and there were people who felt very strongly, both positively and negatively, about Ruby Rose being cast as the first lesbian bisexual superhero. I don't know if she's a lesbian or bisexual. I don't care.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
well, if it's a B, it's definitely bestiality, not bisexual.
Right.
That's not a thing.
I mean, I don't know.
All I know is that's why Batman stays in his cave so long. Well, he's frustrated.
Batgirl had a lot of things go on with her, so I mean, like, who knows what her? I mean, I don't. Like I said, I don't. The fact that like I've come to this determination, I've come to this realization that like just like certain like we care too much about stupid shit that we shouldn't care about. Like the fact that this is polarizing to people, and there's so many people that are like. You fucking assholes, why would you make this? And then there's people that are like, oh my god, this is the best thing, it's so great. Like, get the fuck over, like.
Well, a lot of what I was seeing today was more about the casting. Not about that you had a gay superhero coming to the CW.
Because doesn't she pretty much play the same character in every movie? Isn't she like Keanu Reeves?
You know, honestly, I couldn't tell you. I have no idea if I've seen her in a movie or not.
Who is this?
Ruby Rose.
Ruby Rose.
Yeah.
Don't know.
What was she in?
Yeah. And that's the thing. The couple of things I've seen her in, it seemed like she was the same person or thing.
So is Clooney. Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's.
Yeah, but he's Clooney.
But here's the thing is like.
Well, she's Ruby Rose.
There's some people that you
Nobody
just like.
Nobody knows who she is.
There's just some people that you like watching and you can kind of like Julianne Moore. Like, I'm probably going to watch anything that she's in and be okay with it, even if it's really boring, because I find her very captivating to watch.
Okay. So Ruby Rose, here's some of the things that, she's in the upcoming movie, The Meg.
She was in Orange is the New Black.
She was in Orange is the New Black. Yeah. She was in John Wick Chapter 2. That would be probably the thing. And Pitch Perfect 3.
Yeah, so I mean, come on. So I did see her picture, and I'm like, yeah, that's. I remember now. I remember that it was Orange is the New Black chick. Like, so what? Like, why is it? It's not even fucking made yet. Like, she could tweet something racist tomorrow, and it's all gone. So what does it fucking matter?
Well, she's Australian. Here's
no, but I'm just saying, it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter. Why do we even care? I'm like, see,
if you're really invested in that character, and you want. There were a lot of people upset when they cast Michael Keaton to play Batman. They thought, Michael Keaton, how's Mr. Mom going to be Batman? And then then he did a great job, and then they cast Val Kilmer and Clooney and proved that, hey, Michael Keaton was a pretty fucking good Batman.
pretty fucking good Batman.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Old Batman.
Adam West?
No. I'm saying like
that's ancient Batman.
No. Michael Keaton is like old Batman. Like he's like 40-year-old Batman. Like even the movie,
right?
Like he's balding. Like it's like the origin story of middle-aged Batman.
40-year-old Batman combined with a 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah,
40-year-old virgin Batman. I'm Batman.
I think that the what's his name? The guy that did it most recently.
Christian Bale,
not Ben Affleck.
No,
but Christian Bale. That was just a great series.
Yeah, he was fantastic. But you know, I'll still take Michael Keaton. Yeah. Going back and watching the movies, I will take Michael Keaton over Christian Bale. And I just happen to like that Batman a little better. I think the Christian Bale Batman was a little too dark and brooding.
Yeah,
which is really funny because when the Michael Keaton Batman came out, everyone was like, "This is a really dark Batman, man."
Yeah,
because they were comparing it to Adam West.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, I watched Batman recent, like for a show that I did, and it did not hold up. Like,
Michael how Keaton, dare you?
It did not.
How dare I watched it like a year and a half ago.
I would have
punched
you in the throat.
Yeah. What didn't it hold up? What didn't it hold up to?
It's just so cheesy, man. It is so cheesy and campy. It's such a camp fest.
You
man.
Should cut his mic.
I know. Dude, I really
Tim
should.
Burton fucking directed it. Do not tell me that it's not campy. Go back and watch it, and it's like a total homage to the original
I think
Batman.
You should cut his mic.
Dude, I grew up watching the original Batman with my, it was like complete, like, it, they made it dark and like all the colors were dark. It's like dark, the night before the Jack Skellington, Night Before Halloween or whatever it is.
The Nightmare Before Christmas. Before, you don't even know what you're talking about.
I do know what I'm talking about very well.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
That's great. Jack
Nicholson. I asked it of all my prey.
By the way,
I just like the sound of it.
Jack Nicholson.
The performances were great.
Jack Nicholson was very campy. He was the fucking Joker.
Yes, the Joker is supposed to be campy.
Like I said, that's why. And the Dark Knight series, that was a, like, actual...
Here's the thing, Jason, and you know this as well as I do. If they would have put out the Dark Knight series as it was shot in 1988, no one would have watched
it. No, without a doubt.
Because they needed a bridge. Because you don't get the Dark Knight if you don't have the Michael Keaton Batman. And I don't even know why the fuck I care to talk about this like this, but it's a fact. You need that bridge to get people to this.
This. And Val Kilmer and... Clooney fucked it up enough where people wanted to get something different.
Very different.
Yeah. Well, no.
So that opened the door for that.
I'm just saying, like,
you can blame Clooney all you want. That movie was ruined by Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
That Mr. Freeze character was the worst character ever.
Yeah. That was pretty bad. Like, Val Kilmer was kind of.
That was a campy movie. He was okay. I didn't mind him.
Yeah.
Did not mind him.
It was, yeah. I liked it. I think it was Batman Robin. That was the Clooney one, right? That was just so hokey in certain parts, man. Like, the introduction of Batgirl and then Chris O'Donnell, like, just.
Yeah, they were just like, we need to do something more and different. It's like, no, do Batman again and do something, get a different villain. That's what you needed to do. You didn't need to throw, you don't need to throw 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag. You need to make another goddamn Batman movie because people like fucking Batman.
I'm sure certain people
stop
like fucking him.
Trying to make Ben Affleck a fucking comic book superhero. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
But hold on a second.
Too late.
Let's say, like, when you got money and you are a power player, like, I mean, like.
Speaking of making Ben Affleck a superhero, have you seen the trailer for the new Jennifer Garner flick?
No.
Called Peppermint. It was one of the previews, before Mission Impossible,
She should stay Fallout. On the small screen.
Dude, it looks amazing.
Yeah, she
it may not
it, right?
It may not be amazing, but it looks amazing. And it's coming out. By the way, also not going to go see None, because that was my elementary school experience.
Oh, okay.
The trailer for None is crazy. So, Jennifer Garner, it's called Peppermint. And basically her kids and her husband get killed, and then she's... I guess knocked out or whatever, thought she was going to die. She goes away for a long time and then she comes back to kill basically the entire Mexican cartel.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So it's like Kill Bill, but like,
it's
in one
John
movie.
Wick.
Oh yeah.
It's John Wick, except instead of his dog, they killed her family. So she's really angry.
Really angry.
Like John Wick, they burned down his house and killed his dog and look what he did.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's John fucking Wick.
So Mission Impossible better than the last? Like, is it getting better? Are they getting better?
If you look at the Rotten Tomatoes scores on Mission Impossible, other than two, they all have really good scores. It was a good movie. I did not see the last one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the last one. It was good. There was a lot of stuff. I will tell. Here was my wife's big takeaway from it. Henry Cavill is fucking sexy.
Alrighty.
So
yeah,
there you go. He had the full mustache and the stubble for the beard, which Jason sports every now and then. You might want to try that. See if you can pull off the Henry Cavill,
which is a mustache and the, like, so this length.
The beard is stubble, so less length on your beard.
All right,
but full mustache.
Full mustache. My wife might like that.
Your wife might love that, and. Right now is the time to do it because Henry Cavill's out just mustaching it up all over the place.
Awesome. Maybe this will be my time.
Here's the other thing she noticed. Tom Cruise and Henry Cavill are never standing near each other in this film.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
There's always either Tom Cruise is way closer to the camera or they're sitting down or...
They don't want to know how small he is.
That is correct. Henry Cavill is a tall man, and Tom Cruise is not.
Yeah, he's 5'6".
He is a shorter fella. Yeah. He's done okay for himself, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Equalizer 2 is better than the first one.
Oh, yeah? Because you just get right to it, right?
Well, no, they actually, they took out a lot of stuff. So the first one, they humanized him.
Oh, you can't have that.
And then the second one, they kind of told his origin without telling his origin.
He has to go revisit something, and it brings up the past, so it's kind of there. So you kind of find out, or as they're chasing him, or as somebody's chasing him, they're finding out who he is.
No, they...
they're bringing somebody up to speed, and that's how you find out who he is.
I want to know how he went from being an old British dude to being Denzel Washington.
Well, I mean, that's Denzel Washington.
What's his name? Denzel Washington and... I can't think of it, the director's name. They have clout in Hollywood now.
Fuqua, right?
Yeah, Antoine Fuqua. They can green light a movie. That's what.
Well, I mean, we may be sooner than later seeing Idris Elba as James Bond. So
that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Why do you care?
Because I am invested in Bond.
I'm invested in Bond too. I want a good actor to play the role, and I don't really care.
I do think he's a great. I mean, like Luther, Luther is an amazing show. Like, have you seen?
I have.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was great in that.
I also saw him in the Thor movies. So.
But I mean, like that's Thor.
Yeah. Oh, but that is Thor. I we'll see. Look, if somebody gets cast, I just want them to do a good job. That's it. Yeah. That's it. All right. So let's get into the shit I picked out. As we were recording this, it's primary day in Ohio. And, these two assholes that you can see here on the screen were photographed at a rally, and they're wearing matching shirts that say, "I'd rather be Russian than Democrat." What the fuck? What the actual fuck?
I want to live in a white state. That's what they're saying.
Listen, and these guys are old enough to know that, these guys are old enough to remember when Russia was an actual full-scale Cold War enemy.
That wasn't Russia.
The Soviet Union.
There you go.
And actually, one of, the people I went to high school with, she said that about a month ago on something I posted. And I was like, okay.
And
that was one of those things that reminded me that those people are gone. And for the press, whoever's trying to chase them as a demographic, like they're not coming back.
That is in a lot of ways some traitorous bullshit.
Yeah. They should have their asses whooped. Quartered.
Look, I'd rather be North Korean than Democrat. And it's like, fuck you. I would never in a million years wear a shirt that says I would rather be Canadian than Republican. I mean, at this point, you know, I can't think of anything that bad about being Canadian, but being Republican at this point, where that party is not a great place, but I would never ever go to a political rally wearing a shirt like that. Because and here's the thing. Canada is our closest ally. Let me find somebody else. I would rather be Nigerian than Republican.
I'm gonna go with this.
You gotta pick a black country.
I'd rather be a Democrat than a Russian. That's what I would say. Like, I'd rather be a Democrat than a North Korean. Like, I'll put it that, because like that's
how about just saying proud to be a Republican. If you're really proud to be a Republican, let's leave it at that.
That's not what they're being sold. That's not that platform. That's not what they're.
No, they're being sold a bill of goods on that it's make America racist again.
Well, they're being sold that
you know what they don't have.
Fuck liberal Democrats. You know what I don't like liberal Democrats.
Do you know
Democrats.
What they don't that's have a lot sold. Of in Russia, Jason? Black people.
Yeah.
Well, you know what else they don't have a lot of? Mexicans.
Right.
You know what else they don't have a lot of? Middle Easterners. They don't have a lot of brown people in Russia.
They have Africans.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some Africans that have been there for schooling. I can tell you that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But yeah, no, they're, yeah, no, and there's like a smattering of those. those people want to be in a white country. That's why Russia's like the whitest country there is. That's why they identify with that. And that's what.
Well, no, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying like that. That's what they're being sold by. And it's also being sold as like and that's liberal what, Democrats.
But
like,
that's what they're buying though.
They're buying.
Yeah, no. Look, here's the deal. I'm tired of, I'm gonna say this right now. I'm tired of y'all making excuses for white people being racist.
I'm not making an excuse for them being racist.
Yes, you are.
How am I making an excuse for them being racist?
Yes, you are.
How? How am I saying like, anything about them being racist? Like,
Wait. Exactly. You haven't said anything about them being racist. That's how you're making an excuse.
I did.
For them being racist. Notice I didn't say you.
No, I know. I'm just noting for everybody else.
Yes.
It's obviously that they're racist. Like, they're obviously racist. That's not the thing I'm trying to even connect with or talk about. Like, because of course they're racist.
But that is the thing. That's the thing. That's part of the thing.
But it's part of the thing.
But see, that's the thing. That's what y'all keep saying. Y'all keep saying, oh, it's part of the thing. It's part of the thing. No, that's the thing. The other shit that you guys keep trying to layer on to it, that's making excuses for the thing. That is the thing. That is the thing.
I'm not saying it's not the thing. I'm just saying there's a whole agenda that's
that is the thing. Until we as a country acknowledge that those people exist and that is their primary thing. That is their identity. That is the thing that makes them. That's the thing that makes them believe the shit, is because they want to be.
But I'm not convinced that person thinks that they're racist either.
Well, no, they don't think they're racist.
They don't think that they are.
Right.
But they are.
So, the only thing I can think of right now is besides just killing all those people. All right.
Aside from just killing all of them,
like, I'm going to have to fucking live with them, and probably some of them are going to be my relatives. All right. So how do I do it? I have to try to figure out a way to cut through that.
No, you don't.
I do. Otherwise, I'm going to be, the hope is that everybody, can change when given the opportunity and the right circumstances. And all I hope that I can help somebody when my time is there to help them.
Okay. You're recovering at it. You're dealing with what? What is the first thing, the most important thing in that process?
They have to realize that they're an alcoholic. They have to realize that they're a racist.
Right.
Right.
And you, as a person in helping that person, what is your job in that process?
I need to let them know that they're a racist.
Okay.
So, exactly. So, I mean, like, right.
Right. Exactly.
No, I realize that.
Yeah.
And I know that.
Yeah.
But I'm also.
But that's not what you're saying right now.
What I'm saying is there's something else on the side of that also to catch the people that are not those people. Because there's people that are in that camp that are not racist. But they are Republicans, and those guys aren't those guys.
If at this point, if you are in that camp, you're a racist.
At the very least, a racist sympathizer.
At the very least, we have seen enough in the last 18 or is it 20 months now?
20.
The last 20 months. To know that is the whole that's what's left in that party. The people who have any kind of integrity, who are any spine, have left and disavowed that party. And speak out regularly against those things that it stands for now. The people that are left are those people. That is their core value. That is who they are.
Better white than right.
Exactly. And as Maya Angelou says, and everybody loves to quote these days, if somebody shows you who they are, believe them. Which means I don't have to give you the benefit of the doubt. You have to prove to me That's not who you are. I don't owe you any kind of, oh, let me give him a chance. No, we don't owe you. You don't get that. I don't owe that to you. You have to show me that that's not who you are. And everybody in our society, the news media, advertisers, all of those people, that's what they need to be making those people do. Prove to us that that's not who you are. And stop talking about, oh, well, I don't know. You sound like almost there's some good people on both sides. Like, no, that's who they are. That is who they are. You accept it. You know that. It's one of your principles, isn't it? You accept it and you move the fuck on. Speaking as somebody who took care of addicts from the time he could walk and talk until the time he turned 18. Well, actually, and sometime after that. That's the real of it.
Speaking of moving on. Bill O'Reilly tweets, if LeBron James wants to champion social justice as well as basketball, he should go to Chicago and help the poor people there who are experiencing unprecedented violence. Please check out my commentary on BOR.com.
And he's right, bore. That's exactly who the fuck you are, bore. You're a fucking bore.
By the way,
fucking idiot.
This is not to the untrained eye. This isn't racist. But it's fucking racist. LeBron James, by the way, is opening a school, a public school in his hometown.
Which has its own problems.
Right. His hometown has problems. He grew up there. He is doing something about his hometown. So don't sit there, you asshole, and try to be like, oh, if he wants to, he should go to Chicago. Fuck you.
He's not played basketball in Chicago. He's played basketball in Miami. He's played basketball in Cleveland, and he's about to play in L.A. Right. So he has done philanthropic things in Cleveland and Akron the whole time he's been in the NBA.
Right. He is... By the way,
he went to Cleveland for no other reason except for the fact that that was where his hometown was.
Yes.
Like, he could have gone anywhere he wanted.
Right. And he went back to Cleveland to win a championship, and it helped the city economically. It helped his hometown, and he is giving back to his hometown.
And that whole decision that everybody hated him for, it was all done to benefit the Boys and Girl Club of Akron so that money could go to them.
So as much as a dick as he looked like and as much flack as he caught for it, there was good that came from it.
Yes.
Even if the people in Cleveland didn't happen to realize it.
Yes.
This is the type of racism that exists. I mean, there's the overt stuff, but there's this shit.
Yes.
That goes on constantly.
Yes.
If you saw Tommy Lahren landed in San Francisco, said, just landed in San Fran. By the way, don't call it that, bitch.
Yeah, I told people
you,
that.
You ignorant bitch. And she claimed she saw people snorting cocaine off the streets. Are you fucking high, lady?
I've been to San Francisco on multiple occasions.
I've seen
people do some crazy shit in San Francisco. Snorting cocaine off the sidewalk is not one of them.
No.
Yeah, never.
No. No, just ridiculous shit. But there are people that believe that.
Yes.
So Trump's tariffs, they're going great. Unless you live in South Carolina, where Fairfield County is losing another 126 jobs after TV maker Element Electronics said on Monday it's going to be closing its Winnsboro plant in response to tariffs imposed by President Donald Trump.
They have lost 6,000 jobs in the...
Yeah, we just had
in a county that, or in a part that only has like 21,000 people.
It's a year after they closed their last textile mill, which was 200 jobs. There had been an effort to build two nuclear reactors that fell through. That put 5,000 construction workers out of work. Here's the fun part. So much of the shit policies that the Trump administration is putting in is really just absolutely raw dog fucking the same people who voted for him. These tariffs, do you think they're really going to kill California and New York?
Nope.
They're going to kill middle America.
Yep.
They're going to kill all of these places in the South, like South Carolina. And I looked it up. South Carolina's congressional delegation, except for one person, is all Republican. South Carolina is a very red state. And it's red because they've been fucked again with no lube.
So this guy tweeted, I don't know about this record job creation. The third major layoff in a year just happened in my hometown. Total loss of 370 days, about 6,500 in a county of 21,000. This hurts my soul. Leaders at all levels must act.
They have. And they've left you behind.
Yes.
You don't give a fuck.
No, because this is about making money. The Republican Party, aside from the racists at the grassroots level, the people in the Republican Party are about giving welfare, essentially, to businesses.
Yes.
They're completely against welfare for people, because if you give money to people, just the average person, they're not going to want to work. But if you give a bunch of money to companies, they're going to provide all of these jobs. No, that's not what happens. All right. So I'm angry, and Dave Bautista is angry. He's going to return as Drax for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, apparently as a pile of dust. But he's not too happy about reprising the role without director James Gunn at the helm. The actor, who already voiced his displeasure after Gunn was axed due to a slew of appalling years-old shock humor tweets that I'm just reading from Entertainment Weekly, which, by the way, we discussed those before. He had those were already known, and he had already apologized years ago. Dave Bautista took to Twitter on Sunday to announce he's reluctantly sticking with the franchise. Said, I'll do what I'm legally obligated to do, but Guardians without James Gunn is not what I signed up for. GOTG without James Gunn just isn't GOTG. It's also pretty nauseating to work for someone who'd empower a smear campaign by fascist hashtag cyber Nazis. That's just how I feel. He's not happy. Dave Bautista is not happy.
Right. Well, I mean, was that Dave Bautista's first film, or what was that like?
No.
No, he's in other films too.
He's been in some other things. He was in Skyfall.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he did not have any lines, but he was in Skyfall.
Oh, okay.
And he's been doing a lot more movies. I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy was the movie in the franchise that made him a mega star in Hollywood. But he had already landed some other roles. But I completely get what he's saying.
Yeah.
And to go, oh, is this what made him? Yeah, so what? What if it is?
No, it is. That's good.
Chris Pratt was the fat guy from Parks and Rec.
I never would have thought that he would, like, that's like the, one of those things. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah.
So, I
and they all did it because of that guy's vision.
I find it really interesting that Dave Bautista, at this point in his career, is willing to put the middle finger up to the mouse. Because the mouse is acquiring more movie studio stuff.
Yeah.
So they're going to control more and more of the jobs. And he is out there because it is the right thing to do in his mind. Throwing the bird at the mouse.
They should.
And call it that way. All right. So Colin Kaepernick, not in the NFL, but, he was also pulled from a verse, in a Big Sean song on the Madden 19 soundtrack. It was the song Big Bang featuring 2 Chainz and Nicki Minaj. What you were supposed to hear is Feed Me to the Wolves Now. I lead the pack and shit. You boys all cap. I'm more Colin Kaepernick. But aside from the obvious edits to keep those lyrics rated PG, the game also took the Kaepernick shout out off the track. Whoopsie. You know who wasn't happy about that?
Big Sean.
Big Sean not happy about that. But there has been an apology. It's all good. The Madden CEO is called to apologize, over the attack. It's YG is the song, the guy who wrote, had the song, but,
I wonder if it was because they couldn't, like, if they used his name and they didn't have him in the game also, there was an issue with the Players Association?
No.
No?
No. They just somebody decided to edit it out and...
What a jerk.
And,
what a jerk!
Thought it might slip by until the game went out.
Yeah. It didn't.
It did not, yeah. Because everything leaks on the internet.
Yeah, what a racist.
Especially when you're talking about, video game stuff that leaks out. So, is an apology enough? Well, TMZ Sports went to find out.
So, you know, the big news of the week, obviously, it was the Madden, you know, how they omitted.
Oh, the Madden shit.
Yeah, and it's like, they apologized. They said it was an unfortunate accident.
Yeah.
Is that enough? They said they were going to update it and put the
name. Yeah, no, the CEO just called me like 3 hours ago, you know what I'm saying? Okay. We had a conversation on the phone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They was apologizing. Like, you know, they said, you know what I'm saying, they going to do more than just, like, call everybody and apologize and all that. You know what I'm saying?
So that's good.
That wasn't purposely done, is what they say. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm a fan of the NFL and the NBA and all that, so we just got to make it right. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. I read.
All right. So how high is he?
Jason?
On a scale of 1 to Snoop Dogg, how high is he?
Oh, man, he's just enjoying life. Well, you have to put a label on it.
He just finished dinner at Craig's in West Hollywood.
Yeah, so he's...
How high is he? You know what I'm saying?
If he just finished eating and he didn't have an edible, he's probably not that high. He might just seem like he's really high because he's really fucking full. He could have eaten a lot, and he could have been having a couple of drinks, too. So that all compounds the issue.
He is so high that his facial muscles are tired.
But he's also probably... Is he drinking?
Dude, that's not a drinking interview. You know what I'm saying? It's legal in California, man. I don't care. For me, that was the most interesting part of that whole interview, was how high he was. Which is really, really high.
Really, I wonder high. What that call like with the CEO was like. Like,
you know what I'm saying? I don't know what you're saying.
Hey, Mr. Sean, we just want to tell you that we're really,
well, actually,
really
it's
sorry.
YG.
Oh, it's a YG. Was
YG.
Mr. YG, you're really
sorry. Mr. YG.
Should just be Mr. G. Mr. G, I'm so sorry. I did not know this had happened. They pulled the cap, so they thought that she pulled the Kaepernick. Like, I guess, I don't know. It wasn't on purpose. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was an accidental edit.
So here's the thing. We're going to go ahead and add on another zero onto the money you have. All right. And also we'll take care of your dinner tonight. I got a nice table for you set up. There's a smoke session between. It's legal in California. And also we're going to give some downloadable content where you're a player in the game. So
by the way, and here's a giant box of See's candies infused with marijuana.
Yep.
By the way, how rich would the people at See's candies be if they just started making edibles? Combine See's candies with edibles.
That, they actually might have the money on hand to do that. Like, it's been a huge problem in that industry. Like, there's
sure.
a lot of, especially like minority owned shops, because they had no way to bank their money or put it in places, didn't have the ability to.
Well, nobody does, because it's illegal federally.
Yeah. But they weren't able to come up with the $150,000 they needed for certain licensing, plus an additional $100,000 for, like, the security system that you need to get installed. Like, they really stacked the deck against people that, you know, had been established the industry, kind of. Mm. Some people were able to do it, but it's, yeah. Different story.
It's tough out there for a pimp. another new movie that's coming out very soon is Crazy Rich Asians. They had turned down a gigantic payday from Netflix for the movie to instead make a film with Warner Brothers. And, the reason why? Well, the book's writer Kevin Kwan and the director John M. Chu wanted to make sure that audiences initially encountered their film, the first to feature an all-westernized Asian cast since The Joy Luck Club, in theaters and not at home. They said, John and I both felt this sense of purpose We needed this to be an old-fashioned cinematic experience, not for fans to sit in front of a TV and just press a button. They reiterated the point in an interview with Vulture, saying that getting the film into multiplexes was more important than a huge check, saying if it came down to money, what we are actually trying to do here, taking it to the theater, it's a symbol that a Hollywood studio system thinks it has value, and that we're all in a position in our careers where we didn't need the money anyway. So, what you think about that?
I think that was a ballsy move.
Right?
Yeah.
That was a huge ballsy move. It looks like a good movie, too. It looks really interesting. I think the casting was really well done, for the most part. At least from the trailers. The trailers I've seen look funny. You know what it looks like? It looks like sort of like The Devil Wears Prada, except instead of working at Vogue, she's marrying an Asian guy from Asia.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I watch it when it comes on Netflix.
I think we're going to see it in the theater. Leslie has read the book.
Oh.
So she has a long commute. She reads a lot of audiobooks. American Chopper, the series, came back for a short run, but that didn't stop Paul Tuttle Sr.
Wait, what?
It was back.
No way.
Yeah. It was on this summer for a couple months.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I missed it, man.
I can't believe you missed it either. I watched it. The father and son are reconciling slowly.
Are they?
Slowly, yeah.
Now that like son has a couple kids?
Well, he has a couple of kids or one kid. I think he has one kid. But it had been 10 years since they had done anything together. And Paul Jr. had written a book, and there was a big whole thing. And, you know, they came back together. If you don't know, this is really kind of boring, but somebody found the Yankees bike that they had made, 10, 11 years ago for the Jorge Posada Foundation. It had gotten auctioned off. Someone found it out in a storage unit in Iowa, and someone had basically taken a hammer to it and destroyed it.
What?
So they came back, someone brought it to him, and he bought Paul Jr., and he bought the bike back from them and called his dad and said, hey, do you want to work with me on restoring this bike? And so they did. That was how they sort of got father and son time together.
Wow.
But Paul Tuttle Sr., known as a hothead, that followed him into a courtroom last week. Paul Sr., who's 69, and his lawyers were in the U.S. bankruptcy court in Poughkeepsie, for a mediation session with JTM Motorsports over allegations that the Orange County Chopper's owner promised to promote the company in exchange for free work on his Corvette. While both lawyers were verbally discussing the mediation, Paul was getting agitated. The source told Page Six that he got up and said, "Fuck you, I want my car." After that, he basically leaned over the table and lunged. He never touched the other attorney, but she requested that he be restrained, and three court officers came upstairs. Saying he had to be removed by three security officers. They didn't handcuff him, though. That's according to the source. The American Chopper star filed for Chapter 13 bankruptcy back in February and revealed in a filing update in May that there is a $51,841.01 claim against him from JTM Motorsports, Inc. He's paying the company $50 a day in storage fees for his car while his bankruptcy case is being heard in court. The next court date is in October. Heated word, sure, but that's what people go to court for because they disagree. That's according to Tuttle's rep. They also said that security needing to be called never happened. So it's a source said, Paul Sr. said.
Wow.
Right? $50 a day. So let's think about that. What is that? $1,500 a month?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
$1,500 a month to store your car because you're having a disagreement over it.
Wow.
Right? And it's going to be several more months before, you know, and by the time you get to October, the Corvette, you're pretty much just going to have to store it again until spring if you're in New York.
Yeah.
You know, until global warming really kicks in.
Until it really kicks in.
All right. Talked about trolling the boss earlier. headline, NYPD pilots flew $4 million plane in a penis-shaped route to troll their boss. See, here's what happened, according to the New York Post. Five NYPD pilots were so angry at their supervisor that they used a $4 million federally funded spy plane to fly a route shaped like a giant penis. Inspector James Cohn, head of the aviation unit, learned of the phallic airborne artwork from his minions, who discovered the lewd pattern on the department's flight tracking software. Hilarious. He alerted the NYPD brass and the pilots were disciplined following an internal hearing, with two getting bounced from the unit. The raunchy route came amid a feud between the pilots and Cohn over whether the single-engine Cessna was safe to fly over open water, which is why the feds paid for it in the first place, according to sources. In July of 2017, pilots were told to fly at low altitudes over open water, 25 miles offshore, so they could scan ships for radiological weapons. So, and then they said, if that prop goes, propeller plane, it's over. You're going to crash into the ocean. And they warned their boss of that. It said there wasn't enough glide time to get back to land at that altitude. It was like a suicide mission. Also, the low-altitude flights left them out of radar and radio range, so the pilots pushed back, and that intensified this past March when their supervisor ordered them to make runs more frequently. And amid their protests, the five pilots took the plane up and flew the penis-shaped route when the supervisors saw the phallic flight path while tracking the plane and raised the issue with the supervisor. In total, a dozen pilots have questioned the wisdom of flying a single-engine plane so far out over open water. Eight of them, including the five penis-drawing pilots, were stripped of their flight gear and made to clean plane hangers and wash Cohn's department car. That's according to sources. Fuck you. He's like, yeah, troll me. Wash my fucking car.
Yeah.
Or you don't get your pension.
That's some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. NYPD pilots average more than $100,000 a year in pay. That's according to records posted on seethroughnewyork.net. They're wasting a fortune in training and expertise, the source added. By May, the NYPD had agreed to cease offshore counterterrorism missions altogether until it met with the union representing the pilots, but the meeting has yet to happen.
Well, that's great. They better put those guys back on patrol now that everybody knows that they're not doing it.
Right. Thanks, New York Post.
Yeah.
Also in New York, beware, there is a serial farter in the West Village.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. A local blog posted, it's happened thrice, so it can't be a coincidence. There's some guy who I believe is playing a fart sound as he passes people as some sort of social experiment. I think it's always the same fart. The sleuth posted, every time I was talking to a friend, we just get interrupted by this fart that leaves us silent and staring. He plays it as he passes and never looks back, acting as if nothing happened.
Well, it could be worse.
Here's the surprising part, Kareem. The guy is white, college age, and very straight-laced.
I said it could be worse.
The not-so-silent but deadly dude went quiet for a while, but one area insider told the Post, my wife and I were walking by Washington Square Park. The guy passed us and just ripped one, and we both started laughing. The couple deduced from the blast it could not have been human. I don't know about that. I've ripped one that I'm like, that can't be human either.
I've smelled one that I farted. I was like, that cannot be human either.
What is wrong with me? The dude had a backpack, according to the source, and they wondered if it housed a flatulent simulating device.
In days, I was like, man, maybe I need to go to the hospital.
That is a terrible thing.
Let's see where we are on the show. Oh,
we just flew right by. Let's do a, let's do Florida Corner. We'll save the calling the cops, segment for Friday's show.
Ooh.
Yeah. We'll start on Friday with that one.
That sounds great.
Doesn't it? There was a dude from Oregon who was taunting a bison in Yellowstone. He was arrested.
Yep. So. Been following that one.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's been,
that guy was on a cross state bender.
Can't have that. All right, let's do this.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
All right, we're going to start with this. There were arrests made in a viral video showing men with an alligator during a beer run. Let's see if it's actually going to. It was playing. Oh, there we go. Are we going to get to the interview with him? No, it's one of the... I hate when they do these. It's just dance music and words on the screen.
Man, it's not a...
Oh, you're not helping me.
It's not a fucking video, you son of a bitch. Stupid piece of shit.
Anywho.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah, let's... Let's see if this is what I'm looking for later on in the story.
Looking to grow your kids' college savings?
No, I'm not. And it's just going to pop.
New images emerge of an alligator hours before a man ran with it into a local convenience store. Now, the video shows someone stepping on the animal and holding it up by its neck. Good evening. I'm Ben Becker.
And I'm Bridget Matter. We introduced you to the man last night on Action News Jackson.
Good evening. I'm Ben Booker. Picked him up by his neck. Good evening. I'm Ben Booker.
10. This weekend, we showed you Robbie Stratton carrying the alligator while he was making a beer run into a convenience store. As Action News Jack's Ryan Nelson shows us from Jacksonville Heights, he spoke to Stratton again about the incident.
A new video appears to show a man stepping on the alligator with its mouth taped shut. The man grabs the animal by the neck, lifts it into the air, and shouts,
"Come on, a snake, baby! Come on, a snake, baby!"
Stratton and others are seen handling the alligator. You can hear Stratton talking about how the gator was caught.
"This had a weed eater in his hand, look over, found him."
We asked Stratton where the animal came from when we first met him on Saturday night.
"No clue. No clue. I literally came to the store. And he was in the back of the truck."
A man standing behind Stratton then begins to describe his encounter with the reptile.
"I was working and he came up to me and I dove on his..."
For a second consecutive evening, we ran into Stratton at the same convenience store. On Saturday, I showed you this video of him running through the store holding the gator. I asked about the new video. He declined an on-camera interview, but tells me he does not know the man seen here or condone his behavior. Stratton tells me he had been drinking by then as well and thought the gator was fake or dead. He says once he realized the alligator was alive, sometime after the convenience store video, he released it into a creek near the convenience store. On Saturday, he said he regretted his decisions.
Yeah, I definitely regret it. It was stupid.
There you go. It was stupid.
It should hurt to be stupid.
It should.
It might.
Especially in that case.
Speaking of stupid, Donald Trump said that there were people watching his rally outside on TVs outside the fairgrounds in Tampa. There were no massive TV screens and no jumbotrons outside the Trump rally.
I mean, of course not. I mean, he's lying.
It was full. The rally was full. Hundreds outside did crane their necks, stand on tippy toes, and listen through doors. Some groaned because they couldn't get in. As Trump supporters discovered they couldn't get in, many made their way to protest in the First Amendment zone. I don't want to know what that is. We just want to hear what the other side has to say. We're disappointed we couldn't get in, but that's all right. We're here. There were 150 protesters and counter-protesters divided by a line of law enforcement. There were some small confrontations, shoving and shouting from both sides. But the most important thing to note from this is he's in the rally talking about all the people watching on giant screens outside. And there are no giant screens outside.
He just can't help himself.
He will lie about everything. Literally everything. Un-be-fucking-lievable. I mean, you've got a crowd of people that can't get in. The place is full. There are people outside who can't get in. They want to come in, but we can't let them in because we're full. End it there. Nope, they're outside watching on TV. No, they're not. They're not.
Just can't let it go, man. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
Leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right, let's wrap this motherfucker up with some small town news and speak out from the Press Republican in Plattsburgh, New York. Hey, where is code enforcement after a published warning? Dangerous sidewalks, sinkholes, weeds, parks, and facilities need tending. $0 health premiums? Maybe Mr. Reed has it right. Nice hanging plants, though. I don't know what any of that's about. And the negative feedback from Ronnie Millsap's late performance at Clinton County Fair. Have you ever been delayed due to car problems? Or maybe you should try running the fair next year. It's a 52-week job. If you're able to read this, count your blessings. Ronnie Millsap and many others can't. Read that, because he's blind.
Yeah, I get it.
Hey, I would like to thank Clinton County Fair, 97.9 The Moose, and Ronnie Millsap's band and set crew for getting everything set up quickly with the unfortunate situation. The concert was fantastic, and Ronnie still has it at 75 years young. Keep up the good work on getting good entertainment. Looking forward to next year. Both of those written by the fair superintendent. Hey, speeding and running through stop signs is the norm in Plattsburgh now. The intersection of Bailey Avenue and North Catherine Street is notorious for that. If the police were to monitor that intersection, there would be enough ticket revenue to help the budget crisis. It happens all over the city. Stop signs are completely ignored. I believe more traffic enforcement is needed. The other day I witnessed a young lady flying through a red light on South Catherine, and I don't think she even realized it because it appeared she was looking down at her cell phone. It really is a problem that only the police can correct. A crackdown on violators is badly needed. Maybe so. Hold on, I need to get some music so we can get the hell out of here with this. No, I think this one.
Oh, shit.
I see where a woman and her dog was attacked in Plattsburgh by two dogs. Let me read that again for you. I see where a woman and her dog was attacked in Plattsburgh by two dogs. This has become a problem in this city. I used to walk more often, but I'm now concerned about dogs. I have seen numerous large dogs lately with their owners barely able to control them. Just the other day, I saw someone being dragged down the sidewalk by her two dogs. When the animal is as large as the owner, things happen. Something has to be done because this city is getting infiltrated with these large animals. If you can't control your dog or keep them on a leash, then please don't get one.
Be infiltrated.
Infiltrated.
Yeah, big dog is trying to push those dogs out.
Well, here's what it is. It's tiny girl. It's what it is. It's tiny woman syndrome.
Yeah.
Tiny woman gonna have a big dog that she doesn't have time to train because she's texting and driving and running red lights. That's what's happening there. So then tiny woman goes out to walk big dog, and tiny woman can't control big dog because big dog has infiltrated the city. So what is this? I don't know what the suggestion would be here to fix the problem.
I don't know what they're trying to say. They said only dogs.
I mean, we can trade problems.
Yeah.
We can go right to that. We can send stitches to Plattsburgh.
Send them there. What are you guys going to do with it?
Yeah, what are you going to do with that? It's true. Pay up. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. Hope you have a fantastic hump day. We're back on Friday with another new episode.
Oh, yeah.
We'll let you know what we're going to be doing this weekend that will be a delight. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. We're having a podcast outing.
Oh, yeah. That's
right.
Plus, another episode of People Calling the Cops on Black People.
What?
And we'll find out what's going on in North Carolina.
Oh, dear.
Yep. It will not reload. Yeah, he's got extendos. All right, in the meantime, enjoy the rest of Stitches, or don't. But if you're going to be shopping Amazon, please hit that Shop Amazon tab at the top of NateDarlingShow.com. It helps support the show.
I did that this week.
Does not cost you anything extra, and we appreciate it.
Yeah. Just do it.
Or there'll be a brick in your face.
And then what you gonna do with it?
Exactly. I bet you can buy bricks on Amazon too.
Oh, you can.
Alright, see you next time.